The song Dale picked actually really goes with my message this morning, so I want to read these words again. Fade, fade, each earthly joy. Jesus is mine. Break every tender tie. Jesus is mine. Dark as the wilderness, earth has no resting place. Jesus alone can bless. Jesus is mine. Tempt not my soul away. Jesus is mine. Here would I ever stay. Jesus is mine. Perishing things of clay, born but for one brief day, pass from my heart away. Jesus is mine. Farewell, ye dreams of night. Jesus is mine. Lost in this dawning bright, Jesus is mine. All that my soul has tried, left but a dismal void, Jesus is satisfied. Jesus is mine. Farewell, mortality. Jesus is mine. Welcome, eternity. Jesus is mine. Welcome, O loved and blessed. Welcome, sweet scenes of rest. Welcome, my Savior's breast. Jesus is mine. A couple things this past week got me thinking of this subject. Even Dan mentioning this verse in his message last Sunday. But I'm going to preach this morning on the verse that we find in 1 Timothy 5:6, but she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And this verse, as we see on the outset, is in the feminine form. But it's in the feminine form simply because of the context in which it is found. It's a timeless truth that applies to man and woman, young and old. And the context is, of course, verse 5. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day, but she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And I would like to just pray quick before I dig into the rest of this. Our Father, we thank you for your word and we thank you for this morning that we can look at it, and I just pray for wisdom as I endeavor to speak. Put the words in my mouth that you would have me to say. Father, help us to open our hearts and examine them. Compare ourselves to Scripture and see where we might need to change. Amen. This entire world is living for pleasure, and very few find much of it, and those who do find that they are still dead inside. The world's number one piece of advice is follow your heart. Do what makes you happy. But wisdom cries in the streets and it says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. The funnest fun that this world has to offer is not enough to satisfy the fun-seeking soul, especially not when living in pleasure is death to the soul. If pleasure had the ability to satisfy, the needs of the human heart, rich and famous people would be the happiest people on earth, but they're not. We find in Ecclesiastes 5:10, he that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. If every choice you make is dictated by which option is going to be more fun, you are living a meaningless life. I was sitting at the park this week and a young man walked up to me, a man that I hadn't seen in a while. I asked him how he was doing and he said, I'm bored. I am always bored. I told him, if you want excitement in your life, I can't help you. But if you want to know what the real purpose to life is, I can tell you what Solomon said. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Solomon exhausted his whole domain. And he tried every kind of pleasure possible. And then he said, I said in my heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? Solomon found that in the highest heart of the highest height of pleasure, it was emptiness. The harder he tried to convince himself that he was happy and satisfied, the more it ate away at his soul. And at the end of trying everything this world has to offer, he finally concluded that the only thing satisfying is serving God and keeping His commandments. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Is pleasure the number one factor in your decision making? She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Friend A is a godly person who will help you in your Christian walk. Friend B has a bad attitude about Christianity, but is much more fun than friend A. Who do you make your friend? Remember, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Timothy just preached a couple weeks ago about the house of mirth and the house of mourning. We find that in Ecclesiastes 7:2, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. You get a phone call and one friend says, I'm so discouraged. Come tell me about Jesus and pray with me. Another friend calls and says, hey, we're having a game night tonight. Sometimes it's a good thing to hang out, have fun. But examine your heart and ask yourself this question. Do I always choose the option of pleasure? There are two books sitting on your shelf. Your Bible and your favorite novel. And again, it's not always sinful to read for pleasure. But is this the third, the fourth, or the fifth time in a row that you've walked past your Bible to read some gripping novel? And as you feed your heart with empty pleasure and starve your soul of the Word of God, let these words ring in your ears. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Everywhere you turn, the world is offering you pleasure because that's all it has to offer. The world can't offer you eternal life. The world can't offer you hope. The devil can't offer you joy unspeakable. The world can't offer you love of the kind that God freely gives. The devil can't offer you a mansion built without hands, but he can offer you pleasure right now, and he will. Sin of every kind painted in the most beautiful colors. He will offer you manifold ways to gratify your lust and your pride. And if the pleasures of sin are too blatant for you, then He will offer you entertainment and amusement enough to drown out God in the Bible. And I exhort you to hear God's call and follow the example of Moses. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. One of the characteristics of faith is that by faith you understand the pleasures of this life are not worth comparing to being a child of God. So confidently does faith persuade you of this, that you would choose affliction with the people of God before pleasure with the world. Wherefore, Seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The race that God has set before us is the race of faith and the pursuit of holiness. But the world has also set a race before you, and their race is the pursuit of pleasure and happiness. Faith and holiness are not the opposite of pleasure and happiness, but the pursuit of pleasure is completely opposed to the pursuit of holiness. Jesus said, "You cannot serve God and money." Paul said, "For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ." And here we read, "But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth." You can't serve God and money, you can't fear God and men, and you can't pursue God and pleasure. I set before you this morning pleasure and holiness. Choose holiness. If you follow the path of holiness, you will find it is a path of great delight and pleasure. And you will find the words of Jesus to be true when He said, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger now, for they shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh." And if you choose the path of pleasure, you will find the words of the Bible true. "But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth." How unbelievable this is to the natural man. The natural man says, "I want to be happy, so I will do what makes me happy. I will pursue the things in which I find pleasure. I will make friends with fun people. I will buy toys that I find fun. I will extend myself to any length to find fun and happiness." Faith says, "Happiness and pleasure are in the hands of God. And I will pursue Him. I will pursue the things that glorify God, and I know He will reward me. I will make the people of God my people, even if that means I must suffer affliction with Moses and the people of God. I will buy the truth and sell it not. I will extend myself to any length to follow Christ, keeping my eyes on the exceeding weight of glory that is laid up for me." At the end of a long and successful life of following the path of pleasure, you will be able to say nothing more than Solomon, who said, "So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me, and whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun." And if you follow the path of faith, you can say with Paul, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. This verse talks about people who die while they live. But there are other verses in Scripture that talk about people who live while they die. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Paul, in keeping with the commands of Christ, said, "I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily." He said again in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. If you live for and in pleasure, you will find that your very life itself is death. If you die to yourself and live unto Christ, you will find that the first are last and the last first. If you give up family, friends, and possessions, Christ promises that he will give back family, friends, and possessions. Jesus answered and said in Mark 10:29, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the Gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. If you give up your life, you will find your life. If you seek your life, you will lose it, and your soul too. Again, Jesus said, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the Gospels, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? A life of pleasure? A day of fun with your friends? A couple silly movies? A little bit of the world's music? After your life of pursuing the mirage of pleasure, and you look back from the gates of hell, what will you see that turned you away from God? Will it not be the smallest trifle? Will it not be the most insignificant thing that brought you no pleasure anyway? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you pursue life, life will flee from you. If you pursue silver, silver won't satisfy. If you live in pleasure, pleasure won't satisfy, and you will find yourself dying while you live. If you die to the pleasures of this life and follow Christ, you are promised pleasures forevermore at the Father's right hand, Psalm 16:11. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. But he said also, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And whosoever doth not bear his cross, he said again, and come after me, cannot be my disciple. The cross is an instrument of death that has no other purpose. And when Christ said, take up your cross, he was saying, die. He was saying, die to yourself. Die to your desires. Die to your life. Die to your hopes. Die to your passions. Die. Die to your life. And if we put these verses together, we find that Jesus taught that if you take the life you have and die to it, he will give you a new life, more abundant. And this abundant life in Christ is the only pleasure worth pursuing. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that looks and feels like death to a man, but it turns out to be the only path of lasting happiness. The way of the world is live life to the fullest while you can. And the end of that path is death. The way of Christ is die first and then live for Him with the life He gives. And the end of that path is life. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Life is best when you do your dying first. You can die to yourself and live life in the fullness of Christ's promised blessing. Or you can live for yourself. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. You can die to yourself and live life in the fullness of Christ's promised blessing. Or you can live for yourself. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. That's all I have for a message this morning. So I'm going to close with prayer, and then we can sing a few more songs before we dismiss. Our Father, as we consider these solemn truths, I pray that they would sink into our hearts. God, give us a glimpse of the glory and the joy and the pleasure that You have set before us and the crown of glory that You've promised us. Father, that the things of this world would truly grow dim when we behold the face of Christ. That the pleasure of this world wouldn't have any grip on any of us. Amen.